As you will hear today in Steve and I's reflection on camp, and as you can probably tell from the bulletin cover page, music was a huge part of our week this past week at camp. Each day during our morning groups, we talked about different songs and how that song spoke to our lives, our faith, our friendships, and different relationships. And because music was such an important part to our camp week, it seemed only fitting that our scripture passage be a song as well. Today's scripture passage was written by King David. Chapter 22 in the book of 2 Samuel is a psalm of praise. We also find these exact words among David's psalms in the book of Psalms. This passage shows up again. It is Psalm 18, a slight variation there, but we have how it was first composed right here in 2 Samuel for David's own harp. David's song in our passage has also many verbal links to Hannah's prayer from the book of 1 Samuel, and together these songs form the framework for both Samuel's books. David's song focuses on the Lord's deliverance from all of his enemies. There are some that think David penned this psalm when he was older. Looking back at all of the years of God's faithfulness, these scholars see David doing a general review of the mercies of his life and the many wonderful gifts that God had blessed him with, from first to last. And then there are other scholars that think David penned this song when he was young, the occasion being after some of his first deliverances he experienced from God. And he would keep this song and would sing it to the Lord after every new deliverance. Whenever David wrote this song in his life, it really doesn't matter because the purpose remains the same. David, with this song, intended that the people should join him in his thanksgivings and praise the Lord alongside him. And at camp, we did just that. With our songs we sang together and through our worship, we were reminded of God's faithfulness. So hear now David's song from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 through 37, that also reminds us of God's faithfulness. I would now like to invite up another special guest, another all-star camper from this past week, Regan Gledden, who will be reading our scripture verse today.
Second Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 through 37. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure, but to the devious you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. You, Lord, are my lamp, the Lord who turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way. Here ends the reading. For the word in God in scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Friends, now we get to sing together to our God, just like David. The hymn is an insert in your bulletin. It's called Lord of the Dance. This is a fun song to watch the campers do. You feel free to dance if you would like. I have good mental pictures of the campers just like going crazy to this song. But we will sing this together. For those of you joining us at home, the hymn will be dropping down into the comments down below for you to worship at home as well. Let us join together in song to our God.
Thank you. Thank you. What an amazing song. It is so interesting to hear that song here when we hear it at camp with an acoustic guitar and 200 people dancing and throwing their arms in the air. Neither one of them is better, but they are both very different, and they would not be the same if we didn't have both. And that's a bit of my introduction to my half of this sermon, and then Brian will take over for me, because I think we could not have camp and we could not have our youth group without this congregation. One of the things I always want to make sure I do after camp when I see everyone here, as well as those that are viewing online, is to thank you. Because for 32 years of my life and hundreds of years of the combined lives of our campers and staff, we have been able to have an amazing experience at camp. This congregation's support of camp and youth group makes not only this congregation and those lives better, but our entire community better. And there's nothing in my life that I could imagine being a stronger gift than to be a part of that and to have all of you support that. So thank you. Truly from my heart, I mean that. Thank you so much for letting this happen. Not only this congregation, but then our staff, who donate and volunteer thousands of hours throughout the year to think about ideas to engage teens and to make camp successful. Those volunteers who take time off of work and instead of vacationing or resting, spend 7 sleepless nights, plus many more before and after camp, making camp happen. Thank you. To those teens that could be doing many other things during this week, whether that be staying home and resting and relaxing or being involved in other vacations, because I know many of their families go away on vacation when they're with us at camp. Thank you for being there at camp. It makes all the difference in the world, and it would not happen if we weren't all together in community, just as if this congregation and the camp and youth group were not able to complement each other, it would not happen. We are one, and that is an important thing. We had an amazing camp year. And I think that for the last 9 or 10 years that I've come up and talk about camp, I will often say that it was the best year ever, and it was an amazing year. And as I said to campers this year, I don't say that to be trite, and I don't say that to be funny. It really was an amazing year and was the best year ever. Every year we build off of what we have done in the past to make our year better, whether it be our themes or our staff or our programs, and it makes our year better. There was no drama. There was no problems. The camp year this year was absolutely amazing. It felt very normal. And in a time when normalcy is different than it ever was before, after COVID, I felt none of that new normalcy. I just felt the regular, normal amazingness of camp. We had no problems or concerns or issues about those things that have worried us for the last few years, which was truly an amazing part of camp that we haven't even spoken about as a staff, but was simply there, and it was tremendous. The theme this year, and if you have your inserts this today, you will see on the front of that a record that looks like the sun. Kind of looks like an eyeball, but it's actually a record because we're talking about music and talking about Here Comes the Sun. The theme this year of camp was Here Comes the Sun, a song that I think everyone knows from the Beatles and George Harrison. And the way that we got to that as a theme was, as Brian stated, the impact of music on camp. Music permeates camp not only from our chapel services and consecration services and our Vesper services, but also throughout the entire day, with speakers outside of cabins and everyone knowing every lyric to every Taylor Swift song, except for me. Sadly, I did feel my age a little bit this year on a few of the songs, but you know, I knew Here Comes the Sun, so I was good with that. We have found that there are so many songs that we all know. The Lord of the Dance, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love, Kumbaya. All of those songs were sung at camp this year, and I think all of us probably know or have heard of them. But then there are what we call the unofficial camp songs. Those songs, like, for instance, Here Comes the Sun, whose lyrics and feel and spirit touch us in a special way and make us understand each other in a different way and remind us that music and the lyrics behind that music are impossible to describe. And here comes the sun, very similarly to Morning Has Broken. And from camp, I think of Cat Stevens with Morning Has Broken, right? Because that was a song we often heard at camp when I was a camper in the late 1920s. that we heard from Cat Stevens, you know, the same feeling of hope and joy come from that song. And just thinking about the lyrics to Here Comes the Sun is something that we would do during our morning group at camp when we meet and talk about the day. We would talk about, in that song, for instance, how it has been a long and cold, long and lonely winter, and that the ice is slowly melting. We would talk about things that it seems like years since we've been here. And if you can't see the obvious picture of how that's what we've gone through over the past few years of COVID, we made it very apparent to campers that songs like that have a meaning well beyond when they were written and can be very apropos to today. The line in that song that touches me was, "The smiles are returning to our faces." And we think about Here Comes the Sun and the hope and the joy that the sun brings to us. That song, as well as many others that we spoke about each day at camp, really brought joy and hope to all of us. And I thought to myself, you know, with a little wordplay, Jenny, Here Comes the Sun would be a pretty good Christmas sermon, right? Here Comes the Sun, right? I mean, I'm sure someone has done it. Change that U to an O. Perfect, you know. Just wanted to seed that in there, if you guys are really into the Beatles. But all of these songs, and we had six different songs across all of the days that we had morning groups at camp, all of these songs brought hope and joy and allowed us to connect and talk to one another. Whether that hope and joy was through our morning group, when we met as a small group of teens with advisors to discuss lyrics and family and growing up and relationships, similar to what we do in our youth group small groups, or if it was during our afternoon programs when we were capturing flags and having Olympics and doing cabins wars, we had many of these opportunities to listen to music, to discuss, to have joy, to run around and simply be free and fun and happy. In the evening, we had programs like dances, which we haven't been able to do for many years, but to simply have a dance together and have fun and run around outside under the night sky, but with lights and music blaring at us from all angles, was an amazing opportunity. And then each night after our dances or after our evening programs, our variety show, great job, Mia, in the back, closing out the show this year. After all of those events, we were able to have what we call our Vespers service. And if you haven't been to camp, Vespers is kind of the classic picture of our camp program. We stand around a campfire. Everyone is tired after a long day of running around in the sun, having great food, being in the water, having chapel together, and many other things. We stand around that campfire, and John Fyander, who leads us in our music, will have his guitar and sing a song to us. Many of us might sing or hum along underneath the stars. After we're done with that, one of our advisors will give a message, a Vespers message, to talk about a part of their life that correlates to our theme for the day. And this year we heard about challenges that some have faced, mountains that they have literally and figuratively climbed, and how we have moved forward as a group and as individuals to try to shed light and to spend some time spreading that light of our lives to others. At the end, we sing the Lord's Prayer, and we bring that light back to our cabins. When I think about the light that we shared during our Vespers and during our chapels that we brought back to our cabins and talked to one another about, you know, I'm very lucky to have been a part of that and to have spread some of that light over my 30 plus years at camp now. But we also had a first year staff member at camp who was able to bring new light to camp and to our campers, and I hate to say this to our teens who are online watching or will watch this next year before camp to see what we're talking about, but our MVP, in my opinion, for this year at camp had to be Reverend Brian. He had spread so much light to everyone at camp and to everyone who's involved in our youth group that it was a blessing to have him there. And I hope, as we transition to your part of the sermon, everyone knows how much of a light he is to me and hopefully to everyone else in this community as we continue to grow the camp and the youth group and the congregation. So I will pass it to Brian.
You didn't tell me you were going to say that at the end before my part. Thank you, Steve. I so appreciate you and couldn't ask for a better partner in youth ministry than you. You are amazing. Thank you for all that you do for our youth group, all of the countless hours that you log for our teens. Like, you are just incredible, and I love working with you. So I think back to my first Sunday here at church back last October, and I remember this very clearly. I heard from several of you as the service was ending. You came up to me and you shook my hand and said, "I bet you can't wait for camp," or "just wait until you get to camp." Camp has been a part of my year every single day this year at Old South, and I've heard about it in every way, shape, and form. I thought I knew what to expect, right? I thought I could feel your excitement as you told me about camp, so I was ready. And normally, when people get excited about stuff around me, I find that it doesn't lead up to the hype, or it's not what I thought it would be. This far exceeded the hype. It far exceeded all of my expectations. Realizing that, I always had the camp spirit in me. I just had to get the camp. So thank you all for how you got me excited for camp. So this going into camp, I think every day, one of the advisors or students would come up to me and ask me this question. I counted 62 times by Wednesday. It ended up being more. I lost track of how many times I got asked this question. But the question was, "Reverend Brian, how are you liking camp?" And they would say it like that with big arms and "How are you liking camp?" And I would say, "I'm loving it." And it's true. I loved my experience of camp. And I never got annoyed when I got that question over and over and over throughout the week, because I could see their heart behind the question. They love camp so much. They love Camp Cody, the atmosphere, the morning groups, the variety show, the afternoon programs, the evening programs, Vespers, chapel. They love it all. This is a special place where light radiates from. And after experiencing all these things with them, I see now why they ask that question with big arms and with the expressions that they do, because it's now a question that I'm going to ask first-year campers all the time, because I saw that light and that love. I experienced what they so love about camp, what you all love about camp, I got to experience this year. So how did I see the light at camp? I took some time if you've ever been to Camp Cody, you have to take time by the waterfront to just sit and be, and sit on that big rock right there. If you know the spot, you have to sit on that rock and just reflect. And so I took some time at the end of the week, a couple days ago, to just reflect on how I saw the light at camp. And, we don't have enough time. They took my clock away over there, but I just know we don't have enough time for me to share all the ways that I saw the light at camp. But I'll just share briefly a couple moments that I saw of light. So Steve mentioned we had dances, which was amazing. I love dances. But I also saw kids that didn't really love dances at the beginning, right? There are those kids that this is not their environment, right? A dance is pretty much stretching it for them to go into. But I saw them go into the dance anyways. And they were on the sidelines, but the light to me was watching other students come up to them and encourage them to stand around them, just to talk to them. Knowing that this was not their element, they were going to go over and be with them. And that to me was the light, right? And then eventually, that same student at the second dance, I saw him living it up and dancing and having the time of his life. He didn't want to admit to me that he was having fun, but I could tell that he was having fun. And I think about that as being light to me, because that, my youth group experience, the people that pulled me into the middle, they were light to me. That's how I got to camp myself, is I had people when I was younger in ninth grade that pulled me into the circle when I kind of felt like an outsider. I think I skipped every middle school dance in middle school because that was not me. Now my motto is leave it all on the dance floor, and I think I did. There might be pictures somewhere to prove that, but you can look them up later. But I wasn't like that in middle school, and I needed friends alongside me, and I saw that friendship, that love at camp, and that made my heart just so happy that students were feeling that. The other way I saw light, just briefly, during one of the afternoon activities, they had like this home run derby. And so all the baseball kids signed up for this derby, and then, you know, every student has to sign up for something. So there were some female students that were put on this home run derby that hated baseball, right? They were just put there because all the other spots were full for all the other activities. So they didn't really want to be there. So all the baseball boys went first and, you know, hit their home runs, and then they went out to the outfield and did their own thing. And then it was the girls' turn. And one of the students, she was very not confident to get up to the plate, but she did it anyways. And I just remember with her bat and the wiffle ball, she hits this home run. And all the baseball boys just start going wild in the outfield because they were not expecting it. It was like this cinematic moment for me of, like, you know, the underdog story in the movies that we all love to see. And this girl, the smile on this girl's face was just contagious. Like, she could tell she did it. She made it. That was light. Those boys in the outfield cheering her on, that was light to me. That student realizing that she could do it, that she could compete with those boys on their level, that's light. The light was all over the place at camp, is my point. And that's what David's song is all about. David recognizes that God is light. God turns his darkness into light. And it's my hope and prayer that students felt that way at camp, that they're darkness, whatever they were going through, was turned into light. And now that light can radiate from them as they come back to their communities, as they go back to their schools, as they go back to their friends, their parents, their siblings, as they go back to these spaces, as they return back to their regular agendas, their schedules, may they be light wherever they go. And that's why, you know, that's why I do this work, that's why Steve does this work, because we see real transformation. We see them become leaders in our community, and that's why camp is so important and so special, and I am already counting down to when we go again. So that was camp to me. The light was there. I am singing God's praises just like David because I have seen God's light at Camp Cody, so I can't wait for next year, and we'll say amen together to that. Friends, we get to sing again together. As we think about this last song, I picked it because Let There Be Peace on Earth, I think about our students and how they're going out into the world this year, and they are the peacemakers, right? They are the difference makers. And I think about that because they give me hope. And so as we sing this song together, let the peace radiate from us as we go out into the world as well. You can find this in your hymnal if you are here in the sanctuary. And for those of you joining us from home, you'll find this hymn dropping into the comments down below. Friends, we will sing this hymn together twice around, so let's join together in song and praise our God.